you know, I think it's been busy everywhere, but it's particularly bad on narrow roads. You can certainly see, you know, in some work which is as remote as that, to have such an influx of visitors and cars and people walking on the roadsides, it's absolutely incredible, and very dangerous at the moment. Locals wouldn't walk on that road, but unfortunately the visitors don't seem to realise that it is a main road. I know it's a narrow road, but it's still a main road. It's between, as you said, Killybegs and Kilcar, and it's just beyond Fintra Beach. So you're heading out toward the Kilcar coastal area and you hit the picnic area at Largy. That's where the little coffee pod is, the famous coffee pod. It's doing very well for a number of years. And we did up the picnic area there, the Tidy Towns group did, in the last 2 years. And it's really pretty. And it was always nicknamed as Kodak Corner because it is so picturesque.
That's going back a bit, but...
That's going back a bit, exactly.
Now, in terms of what to do about a situation like this, look, these are our jewels and our crowns, you know, and they're all over the place. And it's not just our county that we have the best. They're in other areas. And, you know, people are holidaying at home more. People even within the county are staying within the county and visiting these places for the first time. We can't have the proper infrastructure at all of these places. We can't have car parks everywhere. We can't, do you know, and what do you do in a situation like this? Do we just keep our fingers crossed, hope for the best, and wait for the traffic to die down?
I don't think we can do that going forward. I think we've always known we've had a beautiful county and we've had a lot of hidden gems throughout it ourselves. Locals would have known that. But I think as over time we've seen, particularly in the last, 5 years, since I suppose the inception of the Wild Atlantic Way and all that signage and all that advertisement that Donegal, Discover Donegal and all that has brought. And I suppose since everybody has a mobile phone and taking snaps, everything's immediately seen by people all over the world. So there's no doubt about it that it was going to get busier, and there's no doubt about it that we need to start preparing. We should have been prepared probably 2 years ago.
Yeah, but the problem is this. It really is very dangerous to go down there. If you go down at the wrong time, especially with the high tides we've had of late, if you go down there at the wrong time, you could find yourself trapped in there very, very quickly. I mean, can we put infrastructure in to encourage people to visit it when I presume whomever might put that infrastructure in would not want to be liable for anyone getting into difficulty if they made their way across those stones and into the caves and or whatever it might be? You know, that's the problem as well, is it not?
It is. There's a number, as I said, definitely a number of issues. One is with people parking on the actually on the road, not realising that it is a road. The others is with people parking in people's driveways, blocking people in. Then having to walk down the very narrow road toward the right of way that takes you down to the shore. And then the clamber across the rocks to get to find this waterfall. And then obviously the tide. So there's a number of issues. Now, the council are made aware of it and have been well aware of it now, particularly this year. As I said, it's massive this year. I think since it went on Google Maps, it's just gone bananas altogether. So people are just trying to find this morning, noon and night.
Yeah, and every second page now on social media is of this area as well. So then that obviously agitates local interest as well. And when I say local, I don't mean immediately local to the vicinity, but I mean local to our region.
Correct.
So absolutely. What do you do then? What do you put in place, firstly, in terms of infrastructure, because you can't make an omelette without breaking eggs, but also then in terms of, liabilities or warning signs as it relates to the slippy rocks and the tidal nature of the area?
Correct. There's a few bits and pieces of negotiations starting at the moment, and there's a couple of people have come forward with some suggestions locally that would maybe landowners, etc., that would be willing to help, which is good. Obviously, it's a matter of getting money and where we're going to find the money to do this bit of infrastructure. The unfortunate part of it is that the road is quite high and you're kind of going down into a bank right down from the shore. The vision lines are not good at all from the right-of-way. You couldn't use the original right-of-way as a road down. So there are a lot of problems. Roads are looking at it at the moment, the road section within the council, to see what can be done to alleviate, obviously, the traffic congestion and the pedestrianisation. People are just, somebody is going to have come on a serious accident there some of the days. I was there yesterday myself. I wasn't down at it. drove past, but you were on the wrong side of the road most of the way, because you were just fingers crossed till you got past people walking and cars parked. It's that serious. And as I say, landowners and homeowners there that can't get out of their own driveway are really, really obviously frustrated. There was the Kitty Kelly's there, and it's obviously closed at the moment. They had a fire back there a couple of years ago, or last year, and they're closed, and their car park was being used, and they had to close it off, obviously, because of liability. So, you know, there's a load of issues there that we need to deal with, and urgently. And I think going forward, we are going to see these numbers of people coming into the future, because I think once they've seen the area and experienced it themselves, they will come back. There's no doubt about it. But we do need to make it safer and better for everybody concerned, including the residents.